Instead, there have been extremely expensive enclaves here and there with extremely restrictive land use laws, with most of the rest of the country having much more modest housing prices. A study of housing prices across the nation concluded, today, a family in an American city without growth management planning can buy a very nice, middle manager's home with about 2,200 square feet, 4 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, and a 2-car garage for $150,000 to $200,000. In cities that have had growth management planning for 10 to 15 years, that same home costs $300,000 to $400,000. In cities that have had it for 25 years or more, the same house costs from $500,000 to as much as $1.5 million. These estimates are consistent with estimates made by the nationwide real estate company Coldwell Banker, comparing the price of the same house in Houston and San Jose. Houston has been a city at the opposite pole from places like San Jose in terms of laws affecting the use of land. Houston has not even had zoning laws, much less the vast array of other constraints common in San Jose or other places with severe land use restrictions. Coldwell Banker has estimated that a house that costs $155,000 in Houston would cost more than $1 million in San Jose. Even rising incomes and growing populations in places without severe land use restrictions have seldom produced housing price increases at all comparable to those in places with severe land use restrictions. While housing prices skyrocketed in California during the 1970s, even though incomes in California were not rising as fast as incomes nationwide, in Houston, incomes were rising faster than the national average, and yet Houston continued to have some of the most affordable housing in the nation. Dallas, likewise, has long had family incomes above the national average and housing prices below the national average. Open space laws are not the only laws or policies that drive up housing prices by restricting the building of houses. Among the arsenal of weapons available to those who want to prevent development are zoning laws, height restrictions, minimum lot size laws, historical preservation laws, building permit limits, and farmland preservation laws. In some jurisdictions, planning commissions have arbitrary powers to grant or deny permission to build, which means that they can impose costs by requiring the builder to make whatever modifications they wish, at whatever costs these modifications might require, in addition to the accumulating costs of delay as more and more hearings are scheduled in a building approval process that can go on for years before permission is finally granted to actually begin building, if that permission ever comes.